Extremely local news now, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. John Hansen with our Block Club Chicago report. And here's the question of the morning, John. Those swimmers who were in the Chicago River yesterday, are they still alive today?
I think so. I don't think anyone's glowing either, but maybe give it a few days just to make sure. I mean, yeah, for 98 years, swimming in the Chicago River was not allowed. You see jumpers every now and then going in. But I was, I know we've been talking about this story, the race finally happening yesterday, the 1 and 2 mile races in the Chicago River with 500 people for benefiting ALS. But every time I read a new report that we do with Block Club about this, I learn an interesting nugget. I didn't realize that these races were commonplace from the early 1900s till about 1926, and it was to celebrate the reversal of the river. They do it every year as a celebration of the water was much cleaner than it had been before once they reversed the river and sent all of our waste down to St. Louis instead of into Lake Michigan. And then, of course, it got way too dirty, right, as industrialization picked up. And we're kind of doing the same thing now. It's a celebration of the fact that we have done such great work through federal, local, and, you know, really community organization to clean up the river and make it to the point where you can swim in this thing. I chatted with Chris Anker when I was in for John Williams a couple weeks ago when they announced this thing. And he said he would jump in, no problem. The only thing he would never do is touch the bottom, because apparently that's where all the pollutants still live down there, undisturbed, and you better leave them undisturbed. But, yeah, we were out there yesterday watching the swimmers do their thing, and people were really excited. They called it really the most intimate architecture tour you could take as you're I imagine if you're a competitive swimmer, you didn't have much chance to look up at the buildings, but, you know, while you're jumping in, getting ready, what a cool view from, like, 0 feet up, looking up at these tall buildings. And hopefully this continues to spur on more efforts to keep the river as clean as possible. And, you know, we've just brought so many people down to the river. It's a third coast for us, or I guess a second coast for us in the city, that people can really enjoy.
Yeah, that river walk is booming. And yes, it would be great if the river continues to move in the right direction, getting cleaner. Everything I'm reading about Riot Fest in Douglas Park is very good. It seems like it was a nice event over the weekend, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was. And some of our Block Club staffers were there and photographers. They had a great time. You know, last year, maybe it was the year before, there was so much back and forth about whether they would stay in Douglas Park. Of course, the event originally was in Humble Park, but really they've created quite a home in the community. I think that's great, too. A Southwest Side community that maybe people don't go to, and maybe they see it at Riot Fest and see it for what it is a great place, and great local businesses take part in this as well. But the big wonder was whether John Stamos would show up. I think you and I talked about it, Bob, a couple weeks ago. It's been a running joke for over a decade to try and get the famous Full House guy onto the set. He's loved the Beach Boys, has played with the Beach Boys for years. If anyone's a fan of Full House, you remember that. And it began as a lighthearted joke about 10 years ago, trying to get him to come. And this year he said, okay, only if you do these 9 things, including a tattoo for the Riot Fest owner or creator, a creation of a Greek-style pizza, and a John Stamos lookalike contest. Well, the John Stamos lookalike contest happened on Saturday, and that fulfilled the final demand of John Stamos. So he appeared playing the drums and having a lot of fun with the Beach Boys and had a great time, and everyone seemed to love it. And you know, and then Guar came out and threw a bunch of blood in the crowd, fake blood in the crowd. So, you know, it's a real eclectic event of different bands and personalities.
Yeah, and I guess he was playing with this incarnation of the Beach Boys featuring Al Jardine. So
yes.
The fans enjoyed it, though.
They sure did.
And finally, on Saturday in Skokie, the CTA had an interesting, do you call this a competition?
It's kind of like CTA Olympics. I don't know. It's really cool. I never heard about this. They've been doing this for years, though, where they celebrate the CTA employees, and why not? They give them a chance to show off their skills in front of their family, their friends, their coworkers. And we're talking about maybe things that you'd think of, right? Navigating an obstacle course with a bus, which sounds really cool. But they get the janitorial staff on this as well. They show off their graffiti cleaning skills, who can get the quickest sticker off like a bus glass placard, and you know, using cutting torches to split iron rails. All the behind-the-scenes stuff that we we don't see the CTA do, and those employees do. They show them doing it, and they do it for their friends and families, which I think is really cool. Celebrate what your employees do. They work hard all year long. Is the CTA perfect? No. Have we had years and years of maybe mismanagement? Oh, boy, we've covered a lot of that at Block Club Chicago. But let's give the employees a chance to show off what they do, their skills that they've learned, and it's a really cool event, and it seems to have gone off without a hitch.
They should have a competition where the bus driver is heading for a bus stop or pulling out of a bus stop just as somebody is running to catch the bus, and the competition will determine who can pull away the quickest without allowing that passenger to step on the bus.
Oh, Bob, seems like you're speaking from personal experiences from years ago. Some Bob Surratt CTA PTSD coming out here.
More at blockclubchicago.org. John Hansen, thank you, sir. Have a
Take
good
care,
one.
Bob.
All right.